from Plum Island to Kansas with your Southeast Regional Ag News. I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Since 1954, the Plum Island Animal Disease Center served as the nation's premier defense against accidental or intentional introduction of foreign animal diseases, including foot and mouth disease and African swine fever. Multiple years of work have gone into replacing that facility, and now the USDA is ready to officially do so. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at the ribbon cutting of the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas last week.
The research that's going to be done here is, in fact, critically important to protect American agriculture. We can protect its ability to produce and produce safely. We're talking about not just food supply and the national security implications of that. We're also talking about economic security.
The facility offers the highest level of biocontainment laboratories and safety protocols and is the first of its kind in the U.S. that'll allow scientists to study and diagnose animal diseases. In accordance with a 2019 MOU between Department of Homeland Security and USDA, ownership and operation of the facility will transfer to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.